Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City. Tonight we'll be talking about authenticity and being authentic to who God created you to be, your real self, being true to you. That's a process we all have to do, to be really true, to judge your opinions, your thoughts, your actions, to live your life being who God created you to be, is really to be authentic to yourself. But first, we're going to listen to some music. To be authentic to yourself is like Holy Ground, and I love this song by Micah Stampley called Holiness. And that's what we're going to listen to right now. Holiness. Love that song. Love, love, love. And I know some people might think when you listen to the words of that song, Brokenness. Brokenness is what I long for. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours. Oh, Lord. You know, when you think of the words of that song, you could think, well, that is that really being your authentic self? When you are being who God created you to be, you are being authentic and true to your own self, to the calling that he has on your life. You're being true to that when you have him at the core of your being. When you get to, and I'm going to tell you because I've been there, when you've been in those broken places in your life, it's when you come to a lot of times an aha moment that, you know, whatever the situation is, have I been true to who I am and to who God called me to be? When you get to that point in your life, when you ask those essential questions, then you're on the path of being true to the core of who you are and who God created you to be. To be authentic is to be real, you know, to be real with yourself, real with others, and then to live a life of authenticity is to live a life in which what's real and true for you and how God created you to be, that's how you line your life up to that. We're going to go to a couple of scriptures because, you know, I like to look for the scriptures. I'm going to do Psalms 138:8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. You know, whatever God has purposed you to be and you stay in alignment with that, you're going to be authentic to yourself. And Isaiah 46:10, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, I will do all that I please. To me, that's the Lord saying, I will do what I please in your life. And when you conform your will, as Micah said, when you conform your will to the Lord, you begin to live authentically and be who he called you to be. And one of my favorites, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. This is God saying, I know whoever you are, wherever you are, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I'm going to stop right there and just praise him, because that is living authentically when you align your life to the purpose and plans that God has for you. Then you begin to live authentically. And you know those plans. You know, how do you even know the plans that God has for you? And you know I'm going to get back to being quiet and being still, because, you know, to know what God has for you, first you have to find the purpose and the passion in your life. What do you have? What do you love to do? What just comes easy and like it pours out of you so easily? That is the beginning of your purpose. So one, how do you find who you are authentically? You got to spend some time, and in this fast-paced life, and I say this so often, you have to find some time to stop and be ask those questions from deep within inside you. God is in us. The Holy Spirit is God in us, and it will guide and direct you on the path that you should go that is true and real for you. That's how you begin to live authentically. You got to spend some time and some moments to yourself, asking those deep questions of yourself. You know, who am I, God? What have you purposed me to do here? And even when we fall down and make mistakes, it's not that you fell down or made mistakes. It's what did you learn from this? Have you, you know, when things didn't go your way, when things didn't happen just as you have planned it to be, do you stop there for a moment to say, okay, what am I to learn from this? You know, recently I've had some really tough times for me, you know, and what is tough for me may not be tough for another, but it's been tough for me. But I had to stop for a moment and say, what am I to learn from this? And one of the things that I have learned from the falls that I've had, I had a recent breakup of a relationship for 2 years, and I had to stop and say, who was I being? Was I being true to myself? What was the lesson I was to learn here? The lesson I think I was to learn from myself was to be true
to yourself. And sometimes being true to who you are and who God created you to be may cost you. And to be authentic and true to who you are means that sometimes you'll pay a price for that, but it's worth it in the long run, long way, or in the long run is what I'm trying to say. It's worth it in the long run because, you know, what God has for you, it's for you. You know, can't nobody take it, can't nobody move it. What God has for you and what he's purposed for you to have will be yours. So, you know, sometimes as you are living the life in your lane and being true to yourself, some things, people will fall to the wayside. And as they fall to the wayside, you have to let it go. Let them go, bless them, and keep on moving in your lane. And, you know, I know sometimes, trust me, I know that that is really hard, but it is true. I just have to read that one more time. When it says that, I know, this is God saying, you know, I know the plans I have for you. I'm going to put my name there. Linda, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you. God wants good for you. He's going to bring good to you, and he only wants good for you. And not to, God, what he has for you is not going to hurt you. Hello, that's for me right there. What he has for you will not hurt you. You know, what God has for you will not harm or hurt you. So if it's someone, something hurts you, that wasn't really the plan that God had for you. It's plans to give you a hope. You know, you see, no matter what's going on around, you can trust God that your future is good, especially when you know him and you're connected to him. So that is, that scripture is so, so powerful. And let's look up authenticity in the dictionary and see what it says here. And, you know, to me, that is being real and true. It's being true to who you are and who God created you to be. And the dictionary says, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get all of this while I'm doing this at the same time. So it's authentically. And authentic, it's from the Greek authentic, and it means to be true, to be real. To be faithful, and to leave, and it says this in the dictionary, it can be stressful and painstaking sometimes to live authentically, because that means that you have to be true to who you are. In other words, in synonyms would be to be actually and exactly what is claimed. So it's for you to be exactly who you claim to be. Who do you claim to be? You know, who do you know, and then I have to go back, who does God say that you are? Jesus asked that of his disciple. Who do men say that I am? And who do you think I am? But more importantly, he knew who he was, and he lived his life and purpose according to who he thought he was. He wanted to hear what they thought about who he was. It's like a sound check to see what were the people saying? Not that it matters what people are saying about you, but sometimes you do have to look out. What does other people say about you? Sometimes you got to look at that, because that kind of is an indication of how is that what people say. If somebody, if you're trying to live a truthful life and people say, well, I know her to lie. You're not living to the authentic calling of true to who God created you to be if you're trying to live a life that is truthful, you know? You know, if you're a Christian and you, somebody says that, you know, she's real mean-spirited and she got a nasty personality, are you really being authentic to who God called you to be? You would have to ask yourself that. And sometimes you do have to check yourself and ask a good friend or somebody in your family, you know, what would you say about me if you didn't know me, you know? And am I being true to that? Those are sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to stop and evaluate ourselves and ask those deep questions of ourselves. And sometimes, you know, during that evaluation of who we are, it's sometimes it cannot be pretty, but it's not that it's being pretty or ugly or any of that. It's that we at least are evaluating who we are and who we want to be and who God calls us to be. Because the purpose of getting to that place is to evaluate yourself periodically, to look at yourself, to test and see that you're true to who you are. You know, and living authentically to me is being really honest about who you are, to really look at yourself hard, to even look at your patterns, to recognize, you know, things that you say about yourself even. What excuses do you use? What rationalizations and justifications have you used to yourself for things that you failed on? You need to look at that. What rationalizations have you used for things that you've succeeded in? What kind of excuses do you look and list for yourself? I got this kind of from an article I saw that Dr. Phil. Do you use these excuses? It was too hard. He really just didn't understand me. That's all for other people. I can focus because these are excuses for failure. And when you really being true to yourself, God didn't place you here to fail. I mean, we all fall down. We all fail sometimes. But to get back up. And really, a lot of times our excuses are really fear-based, you know. And some of these excuses that he has down here, he was just too harsh. I need a gentle program. My problems are different. You know, just excuses. A lot of the excuses we use not to succeed and not to go after what it is God has purposed us to do are really fear-based. And they're lies. They're not truth. You know, sometimes I have to ask myself when there's something that, you know, deep inside I know that maybe that comes from a fear-based place. I'm too this, I'm too big, I'm too little, I'm too, you know, whatever. Where is the fear in that and where is the truth in that? Is there some truth? You do have to ask, is there some truth in this? And then am I fearful of what? You know, being true to you and who God called you to be. You know, I am a progressive Christian, and some people might say, well, what is that? And I have to be true to that. I feel like I can call myself that because I am still a Christian. I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. That will not change. I believe in God. God is in us, through us, and all around us. That will never change. My relationship with them is so essential. It is the part of my being. It is why I am here. It's why I breathe. And what keeps me going is my relationship with Christ and my Father. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God in me that counsels me, teaches me, and moves me forward in a right direction and helps me with my right thinking, helps me to question myself. It's that core of who I am is the Spirit of God working in me and through me. But as a progressive Christian, I don't really feel bound by legalisms and denominations or any of those things. Or, you know, I believe all men should be treated with dignity and respect. I believe that if you have another faith other than mine, you know, I believe that this is the way, the truth, and the light for me, what Jesus has called me to, and this is the purpose he has for my life. I respect that maybe you are of another faith tradition. If you ask me what gives me the true joy and pleasure of my life, I will tell you it's my relationship with Jesus. But I respect other people's path. That, to me, is a progressive Christian. Is that you respect the path of other people and you love people where they are, for who they are, at their point and path in the journey. You know, I never know when God will give me a word to say to you that you might want to walk on my path with me or to share some of the path with me. God may give me a word for you at any moment, and I'm open to that. But I'm going to respect you for where you are in the path. So pretty much that is it for that. But, you know, to be authentic, to be authentic for myself, to be authentic and even saying that. Because some people, for you to love everybody, because I'm going to love you if you're gay, straight, black, white, Hindu, Buddhist. I'm going to love you for where you are. That is pretty daring for a lot of Christians, but I have to be true to who I am and who God created me to be. You know, at one time I was a Muslim, so who am I not to love another Muslim, because I came from that faith tradition, you know? What I am now and who God has called me on the path to be a Christian has been the greatest path of my life, and I would boldly tell any Muslim that at this point. But I'm going to respect you for the path that you're on. But to be that way sometimes is very hard for a lot of Christians. But we are to be light. And really, to me, your life, how you walk in your life, what you do, how you say, who do you say you are, and do you walk that life? If you live that kind of life, to me, that makes us, as Jesus said, be salt and be light on the earth. And for us to be light and salt on the earth realm, we have to be true to who God called us to be. And to be true to who God called us to be is to be true and authentic to yourself. One of the things I came across, I get emails from Iyanla Van Zandt. She has something called Daily Stimu-mail that I get, and she has some things to talk about authenticity. And I wanted to kind of read some of these things because it was really appropriate to what I was talking about, to live your life authentically. And she says, authenticity relates to the ability to stand for, to embrace and pursue that is which is meaningful, valuable, and an accurate representation of who or what an individual believes him or herself to be, as I was saying. It's to be true to who you are. It is impossible for one to achieve or attain something they do not believe in or deem valuable, worthy, or important. Authenticity relates to an individual's willingness and ability to stand. It means to be able to walk your talk and to ask for what it is you desire in your life, for who or she believes him or herself to be at the moment, while remaining open to healing, growth, and transformation, which basically I was saying the same thing. It is to be authentic to who you are, to know that you are going to grow as your life progresses, to be able to forgive and to heal. That's still part of your life or living your life authentically, to walk the talk, to be who you say. If you're an honest person, to live honestly, to be who God created you to be authentically, and to walk that, talk that, be that. And for some of us, you know, sometimes we fail a little bit even at that. Sometimes you do things that you wouldn't want to do. But to pick yourself up and to walk in that process of being truly who God created you to be. And some essential characteristics of being authentic and authentic to who you are and to live authentically is its presence and mental emotional state of being. So to be authentic is a presence and a mental and emotional state of being. It comes about through a decision. I am going to live my life according to what God says I am, who he says I am. He says I'm one fearfully and wonderfully made, that I'm a true person, that I'm a righteous person, that I'm a good person. Well, then if this is who I am and who God created, this is how I'm going to walk. So I make my decisions according to this. I'm not going to cheat you, because authentically I want to be honest in my life. I'm not going to lie to you, because authentically God created me to be true and honest. It's a demonstration of self awareness and self-acceptance. To be authentic to who you are is to accept yourself, whoever and whatever and however God created you to be, and to live this earth is to accept who you are. Ooh, and I love this one. It's a willingness to live without pretense or defense. You don't have to defend who you are and who God created you to be. And then you have a willingness to live that authentically. It's a demonstration of self-value, self-worth, and self-respect. It's really respecting yourself and valuing who you are as a person. Because if you're living authentically, a part of your authentic life, say, is that I am not going to be people's doormat. That's not who God created me. He said I'm the head and not the tail, so I'm not going to let people stand up. Walk all over me, talk to me any kind of way, and that is me living my life authentically. So then I set healthy boundaries for myself, and I don't have to disrespect you, but when you come at me inappropriately, I can let you know respectfully that I'm not going to tolerate that. It's a willingness to ask for what is needed, required under all circumstances. It's a willingness to ask for what you want. To God, you know, sometimes we can think, oh, I'm so lowly, I can't ask God for these things. Even to ask God to, you know, ask for what you need authentically. If you're in a relationship, you know, I need you to be honest with me. I need you to, whatever that is, I need a hug every day. That if that's what you need to be willing to value yourself enough to say that. And it's an acceptance and acknowledgement of your divine uniqueness. You know, God made us each individuals, each perfectly, each a little different, just like the snowflakes. But each of us in our uniqueness has our own specialness to God. And that is worthy. You are worthy of that uniqueness to acknowledge that you're a unique expression of who God is on the earth realm because he lives in us. It's an opportunity to support and participate in the natural order, healing, and growth process. So knowing that as you walk this earth plane, that you're going to continue to grow, you're going to continue to maybe have some hurts and some boo-boos along the way, but you're going to allow that healing process to take place so that you're not walking around as a wounded person because hurt people. You allow yourself the time to heal, to grow. And part of that growth process, is, as we talked about at the beginning of the program, is, you know, when you make mistakes, when you do something, or somebody has wronged you, first you forgive, and then you learn from whatever that process was, you learn from it. And you say to yourself, what was I to learn here? Then there's an awesome prayer that I would kind of, and some affirmations that we're going to go through here. But I want to say, we're going to stop here and just say a prayer. Father God, we just ask you to bless everybody today that is listening under the sound of my voice, that each of us would honor the uniqueness that you've placed inside of us and honor who you've made us to be by being that, living that in truth, and to walk in dignity with that truth. Stand us up. Help us to be truly, authentically, proudly of who you created to be special, a vessel to be honored, a vessel to live this life and to pour into the lives of others. We thank you for that. And some of the affirmations I'm going to end the program with today, and I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me and being with me today as we talk about living your life authentically. These are some affirmations that I just really, sometimes when I use affirmations a lot to get me to the next level, to pull me up when I'm feeling a little bit down, to affirm who God has created me to be. They're part of my spiritual tools and spiritual practice. But here are some affirmations for you to live your life authentically. Today, I am connected firmly and passionately to my true self. That's a good one. I realize my potential and I honor it by allowing myself to be uniquely me. I consciously release all false versions of who I thought I was and consciously replace them with a connection to my authentic self. The most sincere place of impact in my life happens when I am honest myself. Today, I choose honesty. And part of the whole package of being who you are authentically is being honest with yourself. I create loving relationships from a place of knowing who I really am. And when we know who we really are, and when we're honest and true to who we really are, that is the place when we can begin to create healthy and loving relationships. In this moment, I focus my attention on using my time and talents to create a world that supports a greater unfoldment of life. Today, I align my inner, higher self with my day-to-day activities, blessing everything that requires me to change and grow. Today, I stand grounded in the power of my most authentic self. So those are some affirmations to help you along the way. Please feel free to, replay the program and listen to some of those. I did get those affirmations from the Daily Stimu Mail from Ayanna Van Zant's daily column that she sends out. Sometimes I get a variety of things from a variety of different places to help me grow. And as I'm growing, I'm hoping that as I do the radio blog, that you grow also. That, you know, to be authentic is to live your truth, as they say. What is your truth? That would be the first question. What is my truth? And to ask God to show you what's true for you, and what did you create me to be? How did you create me to interact in this earth realm, and what did you create me to do? And as he answers those questions for you, to live that, talk that, walk that, be that. And sometimes you got to take that with baby steps. It is a process, but to be honest, that honesty with yourself and others is the first place in beginning with that. You know, you guys, have a wonderful and blessed week. Be authentic. Be true to yourself. Be honest with who you are and what you're here to do and how you're going to do it. Be who God created you to be. He created you painstakingly, but he said, I created you with a plan and a purpose. We read that in Jeremiah, and he made you fearfully and wonderfully made. So you be who you are, be who he created you be, and have a very, very blessed week. We're going to end the program again with Michael Stanley. Live a holy life, and to live that life holy is to live that life true to who you are and being authentic to yourself. Here's Michael Stanley, Holiness.
What I long for, holiness is what I need. Holiness is what you want.